But I think the 10 to 30K, typically what I see, and even my own experience, is when you're looking at your business, you typically have one or two things that you as a business owner don't like doing and are not good at. And those are the two positions that you're essentially hiring for. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to She Converts. I am really excited about today's episode because it's something that I actually wasn't good at before. I hired a consultant to help essentially with my own company's org chart. And since then, we've been able to help our clients hire team members because I feel like I have a very good definition of when to hire, who to hire, how to hire, salaries, all that kind of stuff. So today we are diving into your team and what hiring a team looks like and different positions that you need based off of the different income brackets that your business is bringing in monthly. Not everyone needs, I'm moving this around. Okay, not everyone needs employees. In fact, I think a lot of companies get by not really hiring or maybe hiring a few. Hold on, I need a sip of water. A lot of recording today, but I think it just depends on how much income your business is bringing in and what your goals are with your business. Because honestly, not everyone needs to hit crazy amounts of goals in their business. A lot of people just want to create a lifestyle business, which means they just want to make enough money to sustain the lifestyle that they had with their through their corporate job. Only they want to do that through owning a business. And I know a lot of people who don't hire because they don't want to grow that quickly. However, there will become a point in your business where you have to make that decision and tell yourself, my business will not grow anymore unless I hire, or all right, it's time to hire in order to allow my business to continue to grow. And I typically break it down into these three brackets, which are based off of how much money your business is bringing in monthly. So let's just dive into it. 0 to 10K a month, you don't need anyone else on your team. If anything, you might just utilize platforms like Upwork and Fiverr for one-off services. Maybe you hire like a consultant or an agency to come in and out, but you're not really hiring a team because you're pretty much doing everything yourself. You will make the most profit margin 0 to 10K a month because your expenses will be very, very minuscule. However, I just don't think time-wise, only making that much, I don't think it's even worth investing in like team members, unless you start to go to the next bracket, which is that 10 to 30K a month mark. And I do think a lot of people start to bring in a VA, which is a virtual assistant, and or an assistant that has, like, that kind of wears multiple hats. A VA can look like someone that helps you with just copy, video editing, the tech, building funnels, managing your website, the tech stuff in general. A lot of VAs do that. But then a lot of VAs are just there to edit content, create content, schedule content on social media. A lot of VAs can handle all your copy and kind of like write the copy and then implement it maybe into your programmers. Or you can have someone like an assistant. I think an assistant would be more on the customer service side because you'll also need a little bit of that customer service facing or at least help with that. Versus VAs aren't 100% customer service. I think an assistant can be, but a virtual assistant, not as much. And when I say an assistant, I kind of mean like an executive assistant. And those are people that, so at 10 to 30K a month, It just really depends on what's important to you. So an executive assistant is someone that can kind of help you based off of what you're willing to train them. They can do a lot of things that you're doing, but then they can also take some personal stuff off your shoulders too, scheduling appointments, running errands, like stuff like that. But essentially a good executive assistant, if you're like, I struggle with copy, then sometimes they can help you with copy and then a couple other things. They're great with customer service. They're great at organizing and answering emails. I only say that, I mean, you can also have a VA, but a lot of VAs that I know are from outside of the United States. So English is not their first language. So because of that, that's why they're more in the background, not as much front facing, because when it comes to like copy and stuff like that. So anyways, it really depends on what you're looking for. But I think the 10 to 30K, typically what I see, and even my own experience, is when you're looking at your business, you typically have one or two things that you as a business owner don't like doing and are not good at. And those are the two positions that you're essentially hiring for. So if you're really not good at writing copy, then go hire a copywriter. If you're not good at the tech, building automations, all that kind of stuff, go hire someone to help you with that. If you're not good with creating content, being consistent and scheduling and editing your videos, go hire someone for that. But I think the 10 to 30K, you're really looking at a team of like three, you and two others. You're not really looking at more, a bigger team than that. Then we go to 30 to 50. So this is where things really start moving and you do need a much larger team. So of course I consider you the business owner as the CEO of your company until you're reaching, I would say like 80. And then sometimes a lot of people consider, do they want to be the CEO or do they want to step out? But that 30 to 50, you're still the CEO. Head honcho over here. I typically find underneath that you're not necessarily hiring C-suite. Sometimes a little bit closer to 50, or, you know, when you're going over the 50 plus, you do start to think about hiring C-suites, which are like CEOs, COOs, CMOs, CFOs, stuff like that. But we have a marketing executive who will eventually move up to a CMO probably next year, which is a chief marketing operator. But right now we're not ready to scale to a C-suite type of business. So I kind of consider a marketing executive. But that person right underneath you, again, it depends on what you need the most help with. So like underneath there, I know another one. That could be an account manager. I forgot about that one too. And then I forgot about these. So a lot of times 30 to 50, you start to develop and train account managers. And account managers are client facing. They're there for customer support, or they're just there to manage your clients and the projects that you are doing with them. You're really only coming in a set amount of time to essentially be like the top brain of what your clients need. You're not so much an implementation with the client. That's kind of what an account manager, because that account manager is going to get on calls with them, gonna discuss their projects, their needs, all that kind of stuff. And then it's gonna relay all that information to the rest of the team. Now you don't need all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 positions. However, I will say we have that and we're around the 50K a month mark. So like when you're building up to that, I do think you would have all 8 positions. So let's continue to discuss these. So account manager, a marketing executive, that's kind of like overseeing all of the marketing content. And this is the same whether you are a PR agency, a coach, consultant, you have an e-commerce company. The e-commerce, the only difference is your account manager would be more of like a customer service rep. Sometimes you're just called different, but you know, having a marketing executive and with the e-com company is very important. Closers, that's not important with e-com, and that one would be questionable because it depends on your price point. So a closer in your business is only needed if you know that you don't have a high close rate, but you rely on your sales coming off of sales calls. So that's when you need a closer. So if you feel like you don't have time to take sales calls, you're not good selling your services, I mean, sometimes it is what it is, and you can't hit at least like a 20% close rate, then my best advice is to hire closers. You can also hire a setter closer, which would also kind of look like another one that I forgot, which is a, oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me. We want, so it's similar to like setters. A sales associate. There we go. So sales associates, this also could be like e-com and stuff too, which are, these are just people actively looking for new leads for your business. And then they feed it into the closers. And then the closers are technically first point of contact with your business. If you have a high ticket, you can also have sales associates, not for high ticket, but just having a sales associate to do all of the outreach for you to continue to find leads and get people interested in booking calls or purchasing your stuff, right? That's kind of what a sales associate is there for. So moving from there, then you really kind of break down like your content creator, which kind of falls into the videographer. Typically they can do both, but these are people that will create social media content for you consistently, edit all your videos consistently, write the captions, schedule them out, really handle like your organic social media marketing. So you can technically consider a social media manager or a social media marketer, but sometimes they are split into two, content and videographer, but typically a social media marketer can handle both. They're really bringing the creativity into your business, but they should be able to handle the creatives, the copy, scheduling it out, knowing what platforms to go on, keeping up with the trends, videoing, editing those videos, like all that kind of stuff is a good social media marketer. And then obviously copywriter is very big. I know a lot of people think AI are taking copy jobs. I don't think that's the case because a human can bring a total different thought process and tone of voice than AI can. Our copywriter uses AI to kind of check her copy and or if she does have brain farts, it happens. She does utilize AI to kind of help get her started. Or if we're really tight on a project and she needs to run copy through AI, she will, but typically she still reviews and edits everything that she runs through AI. So I still need her because I couldn't figure that out myself. And she's an incredible copywriter and can write like any industry I ask her to do. So actually hiring a copywriter, ours has been with us for about 2 years now. Absolutely love her. And then design and development, typically these go together because I'm talking about like the tech. So you can kind of think of this as like tech. So these are the people that are going to manage your WordPress site. They're going to keep your website up to date. They know how to use it and make it look good. They're going to build your funnel pages, your offer suite out. They're going to connect everything. So these sometimes fall into automation as well. Sometimes you can get by hiring one person to do all of that. It just really depends on how much automation and the level of skills needed to automate your business. But typically you can find someone that can do all of that. But those are just, I would consider those like your tech nerds, right? They know how to do everything they're very technologically savvy. So if you have something with tech, and obviously we're in a very digital era, that's where you rely on design developers, automation specialists to kind of handle that. But even if I grouped these together, so one, if I grouped these together, that'd be two. Your videographer and your content would be three. Your closer, TBD, that's only really if you have a high ticket and you suck at closing. Same thing with sales associate, but if I'm counting them all up, so that would be 4 and 5, 6, 7, and then you is 8, which I mean is very accurate. We go between like 8 to 10 employees, but next year we're looking to hire a full-time sales associate to help our closers and as well help our marketing executive. But then other than that, as we move to 50 to 80K, this is when you're essentially, so when you're in this stage, you're kind of just starting out. You're hiring and firing a lot because you're learning how to train people and what positions you need. When you have that foundation set up, your next stage doesn't really change much, but you just create pods. And you typically have a COO, a chief operating officer, or you're creating a C-suite, but you're creating pods, which essentially means like, if you look at this as a pod, you're just duplicating this. So you as the CEO kind of step out, and then your COO is front facing. And then they're the ones that, so pod one could have all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these employees. And then you replicate that with another group of 7, another group of 7, another group of 7. And essentially that just keeps happening. You duplicate what we call pods based off of how many clients you have, what your customer service looks like, how much product you have to get out. Because creating the pods just means that, like, when your employees are maxed out, you have to essentially replicate their position and find someone else. Doesn't replace them. You just add another person into that position. And then you keep doing that and you keep stacking that. And then when you're hitting around that million mark, then that's when you have multiple account managers and multiple designers, multiple social media managers, like all that kind of stuff. But essentially that's what it looks like. Org charts are really, really cool. Obviously your C-suite can expand quite a lot. There are different variables, but I think I touched on most, what most people hire as a digital business. Obviously, if you're like in manufacturing, that's totally different because you need a line of manufacturers to handle your machines, right? But again, this episode is very direct to like my audience, which are coaches, consultants, course creators, and a little bit of e-commerce. I think e-com companies, you guys are lucky because you mainly need people to handle fulfillment and that's it. You probably still want like a right hand man or woman to help you, but essentially it's just filling a fulfillment team, which is different. And then like manufacturing, fulfill a manufacturing team, construction, fulfill construction team. So that kind of all differs, but, hopefully that kind of gives you a scope of what I've been taught, what I've noticed in my own business and what I've noticed in other businesses when they start to hit these different income months. How quickly they hire and the amount of team that they actually have. So a little bit shorter of an episode. I kept this one to only about 16 minutes, which is pretty cool. But anyways, I hope it was beneficial. Let me know how many people you have on your team. Let me know if you have any questions in hiring. We help our clients hire quite a lot. So let me know. I'm definitely open to having a chat. You can find us on Instagram. You can do she.converts, find us online. Email is hello@sheconvertsmarketing.com. Of course, leave this episode a review on Apple Podcasts. Let me know what you think. And, I think that's it, gang. So thank you so much for tuning in and I'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.